So what do we know? You know the Gemara says, Halacha Maisa, Tana Kama Dev, what Rav Gamliel Mishnah holds is debatable. At the end of the Gemara debate set, does Rav Gamliel agree to Tana Kama, disagree with Tana Kama? Tosis, the Latos Gemara, for Rav explains what Rav Gamliel holds if he disagrees. But Tana Kama Mishnah. Tana Kama Mishnah holds, Eid Echad Kusi is kosher in a get. Only if it's one, and only in a get, or a Shtar Shechad. But if it's any other Shtar, not even one is good. If it is a get, one is good, the two are not. That's the Gemara's maskana. Gemara handles, that's the Gemara's maskana. So then why? Why? Says the Gemara, top of Yudon days, Dilab de kusi chaver hava, lamach de mle mikame. If he wasn't a kusi chaver, you would not have had him sign first. The Gemara says, Yihach et pira shara shtaras, nami, say by other shtaras also. No! Rab chashava kuman de kashish mine. Maybe you left the room, you didn't know, maybe the second guy, the Yisrael, really signed first. Why did he take the second signing slot instead of the first signature slot? Oh, because you saw some older man there. So if you're the older man, it's more of a covenant, because the 8-year-old man should have the first slot. So I'll take the second slot, and the top one, and leave for the older man, and the Kushi ended up taking it. Hachanan, he's about to get also. Rav Chashava Kuman Dekashune. Maybe you never really knew that the Kusi was going to sign. You really signed before the Kusi, even though you signed the second line. So how do you ever mach sure to get? Amar Papa, Zel Sameres, Eide Aget, In Chosen Zeh Below Zeh. The Eide Aget always sign as a group. So since they always sign as a group, therefore what? Therefore, if the Yisrael signed and the Kusi signed, I know that he's only by a get. I know the Yisrael knew that the Kusi was also signing. The fact that you agreed to sign, that means you're telling us that he's okay. He's one of the good Kusis. He's one of the good guys. So that side, I really have two Aiden, and it's all good. So, okay. So what's the most obvious kasha? What bothers you? That's the Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, you have a get with an A, with a Yisrael sign and a Kusi sign. I know Yisrael knew about the Kusi, so must be the Kusi's okay. So what are the problems with that? What are the problems with that halacha? Take your knee. Logically. Oh, what are the problems with that? Yeah, bother. Is that good? It's good. No problem. Sounds great. I know that the Kusi's okay. But I have to raise him. I have Yisrael, I have the Kusi. I know the Kusi is a Kusi chaver. He's a religious Kusi. He's one of the unusual, from me, the Kusi BT. He's up to play the Kambal Shuv or something. There's some Kusi, so then we're fine. Okay. Two Aiden is good. Yeah? Yeah.
He's providing all the
Aiden.
Who's
providing all the Aiden? The kosher
Aiden.
The kosher Aiden providing all the Aiden. Oh. The kosher Aiden providing all the Aiden. Well, good. What does that mean? Good.
But he's being made on the Kusi, and he's being made on the
Get. Oh. Good. So that's a Tosfos. Tosfos says, hey, 1 second. Im kein kulei shtar miskaya pu midachad Yisrael. Zuchasun laso. The whole shtar hinges on this one Jew who signed second. Because there are two Aiden. Yeah. But who are the two Aiden? The Yisrael and the Kusi. But how do you know the Kusi is kosher? Only because of Yisrael. So my side only really have one Aiden. Because if he's telling the truth, if he's lying, he's lying. Like, everything is hinging on this one Aiden. Now, let's take a step back for a moment, and then we'll jump back into the question. You could ask even a more basic question. Anyone have an even more basic question to ask? Yeah?
But why is one Yisrael Neman to be made?
Before you even get to the shtar, just, you're telling me, and we'll get to step two, your question is going to be step two question. Step one is, what's going on in the Gemara? It's two steps. Step one is, I know the Kusi is kosher because Yisrael said so, because he signed with him. And that's step one. So now I've been machshir the Kusi. And then, since I was machshir the Kusi, so now I have two Aiden. Right? Step two is that now I have a kosher shtar. Step one is the machshir the Kusi. Is that Yisrael telling the Kusi is kosher. Step two is now they're both Aiden on the get or on the whatever the shtar is. So you're saying, step two, how do you have a kosher? You only have two Aiden for a kosher shtar because one Aiden really just depends on the other. Right? We'll have to think about that. And step one is also shvar. How do you ever get off the ground? How does one Yisrael tell me the Kusi is kosher? One Aid is kosher for that? I should have two Yisrael tell me the Kusi is kosher. Oh. Yeah? The question. Okay, so I have a problem with step one, problem with step two. Tosis does not raise the problem with step one. What? Sorry?
No. I told you it's not for the Eidus when you do it.
Why?
Ah, you could tell me that,
No.
Oh, you could tell me that,
No.
No.
Why not?
Only for that. No.
Father's number.
So Pinchas is saying, oh, who says, what's Oshver? Who says he needs, who says to tell me that someone's a kosher and needs to have tunuses? Okay. And even though here it's relevant to a guest, the master of the guest, based on the testimony.
Yeah,
and then the concept too. No, but if they, we're talking about is the guy who wrote for a guest.
No, we're talking about the guy
who wrote for a guest. Oh, okay, good. So what you're telling me is like this. Let's say we drag Mr. Tuchman into Beis Din, and we say, two agents saw Mr. Tuchman consuming bacon. We shouldn't have used it as an example. We drag in, anyone share name Mayor? No Mayor, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Mahataka.
Mordechai.
Ooh. Anyone share named Yisachar?
Yeah.
Huh? Shlomo. Huh? No Shlomo this year? Shlomo Yisachar. So you drag Shlomo Yisachar into Beis Din. You say, Shlomo Yisachar, your two agents say that they saw Shlomo Yisachar eat chalev. They all saw Shlomo Yisachar eating bacon. He's in trouble. What are you going to do to Shlomo Yisachar? Give him malchus. Right? If I had only one aid that saw Shlomo Yisachar eat bacon, I give him malchus?
No.
Absolutely not. There are two agents. Did I give him malchus?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Let me ask you a question, though. He want to hear a fasting Rambam? In Peretz Zayin HaLachavav in Hilchos Sanhedrin. I combed through last spring the Hilchos Eidus looking for the Rambam, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't figure out why. And then I discovered someone who quoted it, and I understood why I didn't find it. It's not Hilchos Eidus, it's in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Okay. Peretz Zayin HaLachavav in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Rambam writes like this. Okay, you need to have two Eidim, Shlishlam Yisachar eats the bacon. But how do you know it's bacon? Who's going to have the hashkacha that's straight? I know it's bacon.
Only
is one egg.
Yanko Beresh.
I'm going to give you malchus because you ate, because two eggs saw you eat the bacon. But who says it's bacon? Only is one egg. Rambam is a famous word. Too bad we don't have a board. Famous words of Rambam. Ha'itzer atmo be'ed echad yuchzak. The Isser itself can be determined by one aid. So if one aid comes to Beis and says, this meat is trace, okay, aid echad ne'eman b'issurin, and even though tomorrow it's going to impact ocean, because tomorrow when you give malchus based on that, it's fine. But the Isser is the fact, all I need the two aidim for is to see the ma'isa. The actual achila, to see it go into his mouth, that I need two aidim for. But all the background information, Rambam seems to say, that's enough. Background information. Just because it's ultimately relevant to Onshin doesn't mean that it needs two agents. The only thing you need two agents for is the actual mindset that you gain ownership for. So the background information can be with one. But says Pinchas, maybe it's the same thing here. Look, whether the guy is a kusi chaver or not, it's going to impact the guest. It's going to, step two is going to be therefore we're allowing a woman to remarry based on his agent. But right now, but this is background information. It's like, is it chaver or not? Is he a kosher agent or not? So you're saying that perhaps, the fact that I'm going to use step two, use the guy for a day, it doesn't mean that right now, to make him kosher, that I need two agents for that. Good. Or it could be that Tracy's answer to question number two, to question step two, will perhaps help me for step one as well. Okay. But let's take up the question again. The kasha that Tracy's asked, the kasha that Yankel Sibo is raising. Yeah. Mishua.
How can you say that Rabbi said on Daf Beis? We say, Midrash says it's not a problem because we're there, and the Kosha says, or Midrabanan, you need someone to say something, and then they're Mako because we give them to Yohanan as well.
All right, good. Right. And that's what I'm saying, very good, is that when you're going to get the Tosafot's answer, so that could be the answer to this Kosha as well.
No, Daf Beis is about like we have more people, we have more majority of Eidus being
Oh, okay, good. Now, good. What is Tosa's question? Let's recap very briefly, and then we'll focus on Tosa. Again, the Gemara describes a two-step procedure. The Gemara describes, all that's happened to have a guest with two aids and signs, right? A kusin and straw. The Gemara says, we think about two steps. Step number one is, well, if you throw his wounds and signs with the kusin, it must be the kusin is kosher. We have now step one established the kusin is kosher. And now, step number two, now that we've established that he's kosher, I can now put around to have two kosher witnesses on this guest. Frech Tosfos, as Yaakov pointed out, Frech Tosfos, Teimaim came kulei shtar miskai ma'puma, Dechad Yisrael, Dechad Smasov. 1 second, the whole shtar hinges on the 1 aid. So what's wrong with that? Because Tosfos say, well, because I only know that I can only rely on aid number two because of aid number one. So indirectly, everything is really coming from aid number one. So what's the big deal? So it's all hinging on 1 aid. So what's wrong? What's wrong with that? So one approach is to say, well, we have the Gemara later in Gittin, Taf Tesach, and we have the Gemara in Ksubis. It says, if I have a case where more than half the money is coming from one of the Aidim, that's not acceptable. If I have a case where three quarters of the Aidim is for one guy, only one quarter of the Aidim is for a different guy. So that's what Gemara says in Taf Tesach in Gittin. It's not okay. Yeah, Rashi keeps saying, Apishnayim Eidim Yachim Davar. Apishnayim Eidim Yachim Davar, you have to have split down the middle. How do you have three quarters of the Eidim coming from one guy? Because now we'll bring Yaakov in for a more acceptable situation. So Yaakov and Daniel signed on a staff. And now Daniel's not here. So we bring the star in, he wants to kind of star. So Yaakov says, well, number one, I recognize my own signature. Taken care of. Number two, Yaakov and Mayor Mordechai Mikey Stone will be together, right? Mordechai, I'm sorry. We'll together, a lot of things going on. We'll together be made on Daniel's signature. So he's Mekayim his own signature, and he's one of two angels Mekayim the other signature. So he's three quarters of the angel. Three quarters of the key my style is coming from him. The Gemara says, going to Dav Dav Tezvav. Nothing doing. You mean three quarters of the money is coming from this one aid. That's not acceptable. It's a rule that what? The Shnei Aidim. Yeah, each aid has to carry half the burden. A rule. That's one way of understanding what Tosa's problem is. A rule. So here it's even worse. 100%.
You can't say it's analogous because there it's all one aid that's being made on the money. They're all being made, he's being made on three quarters or whatever, and he's being made on a fourth. But here, it's half and half. The Gabe, the meaning, once he's being made, okay, like the way I see it is that, okay, he's made on the kusi, that he's kosher. Okay, case closed. Okay, now that he's kosher, now let's come together, me, you half, and me half, and we're going to be made on the star, whatever, right? So like, why is that considered?
Some are trying to raise your point. That it's not even. It's that right on the get, they're both being made together, and there's background information. It's like, it's a direct.
Yes, but
no, but in terms of the, right, yeah, it is, you're right. But at least they're all doing the back information together. Right. Because he's doing three quarters of the background, and he's doing one quarter of the background. So you could argue both ways. Good, you could argue both ways. So Achronim debate what is Tosfos Kasha. Is this Tosfos Kasha? This technically, it's a violation of the rule. It's one approach to the Tosfos Kasha. You're violating the rule. The rule is you have to have 50-50. You can't have 75-25, three quarters, one quarter. You surely can't have one guy who's responsible for the whole thing. Yeah?
In this case of the three quarter ladies,
yeah.
Why the
Gemara
says it's
possible
because of
Akhil Achufa, the Kim Shtar. Well, that's just a little bit tricky about looking at Gemara. The Gemara says, you're going to come to confuse the case of Kim Shtar. In the case of Kim Shtar, this attack will be no good. Right. So what we're talking about is the part of the Gemara that we're interested in is the Kim Shtar part. The Lamaisa, by Kim Shtar, says that will be no good. Why would that be no good? Like, you can't do it like that because you might confuse the Kim Shtar. And by Kim Shtar, it will be no good. And that's the case we just gave. Like, where these two guys are on the star, and then these two guys are being the kind of the chassidim. And so it ends up that he's doing three quarters, he's doing one quarter. That what the Gemara said, that would be a problem. So much so, we even make gzeiros in other cases. Mm-hmm. That the Kiyum Shabbos Chag would be a problem. What's the problem? Because it's not 50-50. It could be 3 quarters, one could be 75-25. Right. So a rule, okay. Whether or not the rule should apply here is a good point. It may or may you can make arguments in both directions. How else could you have read the question? At least one other way. Let's look at one other way. Think logically. How else, again, Gutosis, what did Tosis say? What Tosis said is the whole shtar is going to hinge at this one guy. So either they're saying it's a violation of the rule, it's a technical rule that has to be linked to the basis, and one guy is doing the basis for the whole ender, so that he's directly saying his part. He's indirectly giving the power to the other end, so there's really 100-0, it's not 50-50, okay, a rule. Or another way of understanding the question. What's that other way of understanding the question? What's wrong? What's wrong with this case? I'm saying this is not a good type of shenanigans. How do I change the story?
What about void domain? If I declare the signature is something, that's also the code of the rule. Then the answer is truly irrelevant, and then you will see that a couple of questions about void domain.
No, because I don't
understand.
Maybe you'll go to the rule of the tail. Why not? I mean,
it's
okay with
that. Because then you're okay with it, I'll kill you if they are. No, okay, the fact that my minute is I accept your minute. That's nice, it doesn't affect the halacha.
Right, that's what you're saying.
That you hold that Kusum are okay, because apparently I know that you are a messias, that you are a god, and this is some type of Kusum.
That's exactly.
You're supposed to, like, not to understand the Gemara at all.
What's that? The Gemara said that we know he's a Kusi, but we didn't know that he's a Kusi Chaver. Right?
You're right.
So what he's telling me is he's not just, unless you, Gemara doesn't understand about Kusi at all. Maybe.
That's true.
Like, I thought that... No, I thought when I saw Kule Shula, Kule Shula is every stop, not...
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah.
But I think probably Kule Shula means...
Yeah.
Kule Shula Hazer. Kule Shula Hazer.
Yeah.
But they think logically that the first way of understanding it was, so you have a Gemara, you have a rule, because you didn't have that love, it's a violation of the rule. Otherwise, think logically. Pinchas is jumping. Does anyone else have any, I just want to include more voices. What's wrong? What's wrong? Something wrong with this picture. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? I have two ways in, but I only know that Jack is kosher because Yisrael says so.
But if he's kosher, so what's the problem?
Absolutely. No problem.
That's Daniel's question. That's Daniel's question.
The question is 3 quarters and 1 quarter. But if he's kosher, so it's not just a quarter.
It shouldn't be good at all.
Oh, you asked your kasha on Tyson's kasha.
Yeah.
Right, good, right. So you're saying the same. We say, okay, so maybe it's not Tyson's kasha. Maybe it's a different shot in Tyson's kasha. You have to look inside. You have to read the words I wrote there. Tosis is saying, how could it be? What Tosis is saying for sure is, how could it be that we could rely on the Yisrael to tell me the Kusi is good, and then the very same Yisrael is the other, is age number two? Mm-hmm. How could it be? It turns out that the Yisrael is responsible for the entire, the whole star hinges on him alone.
No.
So what's wrong? The whole star hinges on him alone.
Why?
Why? Because I know he's kosher. So what's wrong? But I know he's kosher only because the other eight. So therefore what?
Therefore you might as well just have the 80 straw climate without the 82 season. If it all hinges on him anyway.
Ah. that what you want to say?
So
the eight and eight. Why are two A's in kosher? Why, what do you gain by having two A's?
A puzzle.
Good. Good. Yeah. Well, so presumably, but this is debatable. But presumably, you would have imagined. Look, sometimes Rabbi Apple just showed me this morning. The Sefer, we were looking for the Ra'ah. Everyone quotes the Ra'ah. We couldn't figure out where is this Ra'ah. It's the Sefer HaChinuch. There's many Yachron thought that the Sefer HaChinuch was authored by the Ra'ah, the contemporary of the Rajma. The Sefer HaChinuch says, look, why do you have to have two Adim? Why is not one enough? Because sometimes people become a shock. Some people do the wrong thing. And the guy seems like he's a very honest, reliable fellow. Look, the people who crack after many years, they go off. They go off the day. They start doing theirs. So you don't know. We have two guys, two independent verifications of the truth. It's not so likely that this apparently reliable fellow is lying. Okay, 90% chance of telling the truth. Or 10% chance he's lying, right? Okay, 10% chance of lying is still too much to deal with. We have two guys telling who both saying it, so then Mamish is a 1% chance, 2% chance of right? And two independent verifications. So it's even less likely that it could be that working, it's possible they're working in cahoots, but it's a greater bearer of the truth.
Same
thing here. Right? That's why two of them were said to one. So now Pinchas and Abed, I think, are saying, in a second, but here, what's going on?
One.
Yeah?
No,
it's two,
though.
It's
two.
I have two
of them. It's like Manavki.
But if I have one guy lying, if that one you saw is lying,
no, but if he's lying, then the kufi will if he's really a kusher, then he'll say so. Meaning, if the kufi is not a liar, he'll say, I don't know what he's talking about. I never, whatever. So you still, it's still one of the chances that you'll get the kufi to lie also. So you still need to be in kufi.
No, if the kufi is not a chaver, I don't care. I'm discounting what he's saying.
It's like the Mavis case with the guy with the
No!
One is Neman to say he's kosher. So if you're going to say that one is Neman to say he's kosher, so now he's kosher. Now you have two. So like, why is it?
That's
why? Why am I seeing those advantages correct? That's not what he's saying. Because then he would have said that would have been his kasha. That's the first kasha that we never said. He's got to, he's assuming that one guy could be made and another guy is kosher. And he's just asking, like, how could, oh, the whole star is kosher, I'll eat up. Not, he doesn't ask, why could he, how could he be made on the phone.
That's all he is, he's so blind. He's so blind. So you can buy the cover off, right? You agree that once you're blind, you write about everything?
No, once he's married, no.
Wait a minute, okay.
What?
Wait, so he's throwing,
what are you talking about?
He wants to make you again that's false, be kosher. So he's not going to lie about the...
No, that's not going to lie. Once he's found out he's lying, he's lying. No. Fine.
What? If he's going to lie about one thing, it's not less likely he's going to lie about something else.
I know, but if he's what found, he if it's found that one of his aides is false, then we'll recap that the other is false.
Okay,
what's
the point?
So
therefore,
the tips are still
10%
that the aid is
not.
Okay. No, because...
I want to aid that it's famous, right? So we're relying on one aid to give Malkos.
Because we have
why is it still 10% chance?
No, we're not. We're not relying on one aid to give Malkos.
Good.
We're relying on two aids to give Malkos.
That's the end.
That's the end. No, I said 10%.
No, wait. Why is it still 10%
chance? Correct. He didn't say that.
So what?
Why? That might be one answer.
Let's
recap. The
last
one
is going on.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask, what's your favorite color? Right? So tell him I have a different answer than you. But his answer can still be right.
Once he's not supposed to cover, I would assume that he has such a high level of their independent verification.
So you're saying it's hard to find two liar Yisroels, but to find one liar Yisroel and the Kusi go along with
So what? It's fits to the technical requirements. It doesn't matter whether it's like
requiring.
It's al dish naim eidus. I don't care why. It is.
Beautiful. Oh, mamish gorgeous. I both are. Kevin Lav Ganja. Let's recap. Let's recap. We have Rav Rishon coming to the fore. It's mamish gorgeous. So let's recap a little bit. Make sure that we're all everything is clear. And that we're all on the same page. We know what the Gemara says. Tosfos had a kasha, and what we're saying is, Tosfos is asking one of two questions. Again, Tosfos is asking one of two questions. Either Tosfos is saying, how could you believe how could you have the Yisrael be mafshir for the Kusi, but then it's a violation of the technical rule, the Epta 50-50. Right? Yeah, that's what he means. It's Kul Shar Miskana Apuma Dechai Yisrael, but the rule is actually exactly 50-50, not 75-25, but certainly not 100-0. Right? Or, Tosfos might be saying, more of a natural question. That the whole idea of Shnei Eidim is you have two independent verifications. That's why he's more Neman than one Eid. We don't have that here. Because the entire Nemanus of one of the Eidim depends on the other Eid. This is a third party, the other Eid. So essentially, all the Nemanus is flowing through, at one point the pipe narrows. Right? At one point everything is going through this one Eid. And if he's like the weakest link here. Right? If he snaps, the whole thing snaps. Then life of the whole Aegis depends on whether that one person is lying or not. You don't have that higher level of beer that will be afforded by two independent people. Now, so a couple... It's so exciting. I want to unleash everything. But let's unleash things in a somewhat more specific fashion. You almost have a chance to unleash, but without losing the flow as well. So those are the two approaches what the kasha is. Now we're going to see, just to lay things out so everything will be masitter in our minds, and that way we can process everything, take everything in. Tosfos asks the kasha, gives one tenet. Two other Rishonim are also going to raise this problem, the Rashba and Tosfos Rash. Each one's going to quote, more or less say the kasha, more or less, and say Tosfos teret, as well as their own teret, or someone else's teret. Right? So the Rashba is going to say, Tosfos Kasha and Teretz, but I've read the Teretz too. And Tosfos also is going to present Tosfos Teretz and another alternative. So there's going to be total three Teretzim. Tosfos, Rashba, and what the Tosfos Rashba is quoting. And some of the ideas that have been coming up relate to some of the ideas of the Rashba Tosfos Rashba. So let's go step by step, Rav Osa. What we're going to do now, again, we have two approaches to what Tosfos Kash is. The first thing we're going to do is just to lay out where we're going, to everything from the Sutra. Then we're going to take a brief look at Tosfos' Teretz. What Tosfos himself says. Know what Tosfos himself says. And then if we have a chance, we'll either today or hopefully we start today, take a look at the Rashba. And he says interesting things. And then, the perhaps the most fascinating of all is to bounce back to Tosfos HaRash. Some of the Tosfos HaRash already got unpacked a little bit today, but he's going to open up this issue of how Shnei Eidim work. We'll see a lot of Nafkiminas, and perhaps we'll see in Rashba, it gets very, very cheerful. Okay. Very cheerful, very cheerful. So again, the first thing we'll do, we'll take a look. So who has to be Tosfos as Teretz? The Tosfos Kash, how can it be that some are a violation of Shnei Eidim? It's not formally 50-50. It doesn't make sense. You're not really relying on two independent people. If it doesn't make sense, it's not Shnei Eidim. So what is Tosfos as a self-answer?
So we only need to be sure we get two Sukkimin records, it's Darianna.
Oh, good. Good. But since anyone's a really Sukkimin record, therefore a lot, meaning the whole problem is going to Jabbat. Meaning, Mira Torah, every Kusi is Torah. Mira Torah, every, don't need to be a Kusi Chara. The Mira Torah, I'm not relying on the Israel to not be a Kusi, because Mira Torah is all Kusi Chara kosher. The Mira Torah is a normal case situation. The whole problem, oh, I don't know whether he's this type of Kusi, that type of Kusi, he's a Baal Shuva, he's not a Baal Shuva, that whole distinction is only Jabbat. Oh, that's right, it's a perfectly fine thing. But it's only Jabbat, so then it could be Mingle.
What's Mingle?
Right, so why should the different courts drop on us? So presumably what you have to say is that Chazal, at least Mishum Iguna, they work in similar to the Iguna issue. So they said, look, we're going to impose a different drop on the Kusi, we're just going to say that if you have a Kusi, you have to verify that he's a Kusi Chavah. We're not going to say a Kusi Apostle. We're going to say there's a need for added verification. Okay. So once you verify, you're back to being back to square one. You have two kosher witnesses. It's interesting. What's interesting? Well, we understand it. This is the Chazal. That's what we call Haim Amru. The Haim Amru. They said. If Mina Torah is fine, Chazal the ones who create the whole din, so they can set it up however they want to. And so they can Chazal make a din drabbat of muktzah, they can put an exception because it's not a problem. They're the ones who create the din to begin with, so they could invent whatever they want to invent. Okay, makes sense. The one funny thing about Tosfos, before I get into other Tosfos, Tosfos alone, is what's the big assumption that Tosfos is making? Right, the Tosfos point. Why, he says, why? Because Gary Emerson. Yeah, what's Gary Emerson tell me? Gary Emerson just means that they are real Gerim. If they were Gary Arayos, that means that they're really not Jewish. They're really good. They're invalid Gerim, they're really good. Okay, good. If they're good, they're not kosher. It's fine. But just because you're a Jew, it's very nice, and not every single Jew is kosher.
But you can't pass a whole race of people.
You have to be Muslim. You have to be Muslim to be.
The problem is that we have a rule that if a person consistently violates.
Not a whole family.
If a person does not believe in Ikari Amuna, Rama writes at the beginning of Paragimel of Tosfos Adam, that guy, look, if a person is a Russia, a Sikh is postulated. A person who is not a Mammon is also a Russia, also postulated. Rama writes this closely, and the guy's up to Paris, he's postulated. Also, if you don't keep particular areas of halacha, so you're not Neman on those areas of halacha. Okay, but that's what our Gemara is discussing, right? Are the Kusim keeping or not keeping? So Lamaisa, the quote unquote Tribal Lazar, a lot of the Kusim are not keeping halacha. So how are you telling me, this area of halacha? So how do you Neman? Number one, they don't have Emunah. They don't believe in the Kalimah. They don't believe in Tar Shalpa. Number two, they're not keeping Gittin properly. So how are they Neman on Gittin if they're not keeping Gittin properly? The Russian will also govern. The Mumarim. So what's going on? So, yeah.
I mean, that Torah, you can't pass from on Leidus unless he's looked up at it, possible, right? So, once someone's a Jew, he's considered Hash Leidus until proven otherwise. So, you can't just go and say every Kushi is possible in that Torah. I mean, I want you to do that. But you can't assume the very assumption that Kushi is possible in Leidus has to be Midrash Rabbah.
Because every Jew has a Chesed Kush.
Yeah.
But what if I was telling the rogue Kusin?
So what?
Rogue?
Kusin is like a made up term. It's not like a...
Right.
It's not like
it's not a real
Torah. Like it's not like a...
No, but I have a group.
Once the Jews, it's not a real Torah.
Why?
Yeah, they're Jewish. Like,
if I knew...
If I said that rogue Jews over 6 feet, I got one. Rogue Jews over 6 feet, I got one.
That's a false rogue, but if you say
if
rogue
Jews...
No, let's say it's true.
You say that rogue Jews live in Yehuda, so that's a real rogue.
No, if I said rogue Jews are...
Let's say I know that 90% of Jews who are over 6 feet are Gazlan. Yeah, but then if a guy comes
no.
over 6 feet.
No!
Yeah. So either
I mean, if rogue Jews overall have a Chesed Kasher, it makes no difference to the man that he's over 6 feet. It's not a Chesed.
But
there's no correlation.
Mashaiki by Kusi,
no,
there is a correlation.
No,
there's
it's
no
the same thing.
Either,
of course
there
is.
No, Kusi,
but this group of people, as a group, never accept the
okay.
Don't
oh, yes, sir. You're going to tell me that there's absolutely...
Yeah, but...
There may be no
correlation
between where you live.
A Jew who doesn't keep halacha is not a kosher witness.
Now, halacha also, whether or not you're going to require certain restrictions or not, are not going to depend whether or not you live in Yehuda or not. The Jews in Yehuda had different minhagim. Okay. So, if you come from Yehuda, you're assumed to have those
right,
minhagim.
Right, but theirs is a Hezber. They have a Hezber, because in Yehuda...
It's the same Hezber.
No,
same Hezber.
Over 6 feet. There's no Hezber that's 6 feet. So, do you really call it 6 feet? I got a lot of them.
Yes, sir?
Perhaps.
Right?
That has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Rebbe has something to say.
Rebbe? Yes, Rebbe? Absolutely nothing to do with Kuzma.
What?
I have to tell you, I have to truth from your heart a little bit. That there are a few things that give a Rebbe Geir Nachas. And seeing guys involved in mamish driven to be involved in Rizko Daraisa in a vigorous discussion of learning. So, not violent, but vigorous.
You're on a roll, kid.
You are Nida. Favorite colors.
If I was Rebbein Chavchaim, so you don't go down to Chavchaim, you can't have that minister. He can give you eyewitness testimony. That mamish. Most of the shiur is just the Rebbe and the guys in the front row yelling at each other, and then the guys in the back row apparently aren't allowed to have questions, so they have to pass the questions up to the guys in the front row. It's a whole mafia. So
are you accepting questions?
Ooh, these places have become very important. Actually, that part's moving up. So I'll see what the question is. So I have to stick in the heart here. That I think we have to maintain a delicate balance for the greater good of everyone, of every single person here, to have just a lecture and is I don't think is the best, and to have just Seder during Shir is probably not the best because there's something very nice about it. The conversation's going on here, and I'm willing to assume that it seems to be like everyone's talking about Sukkot, which is beautiful. But at the same
almost everyone was talking about Sugya. I'm not sure that's true very at the present moment.
So I think I would imagine that guys the sheer whole interest in some sort of balance between somewhere in between lecture and more morning data. Fair assumption? Oh, that's why I'm more morning data. I'll just make casual comments. And if everyone's happy with that, that's fine with me. You can have 3 hours of morning data. I'll give a pop up as well as they are. But don't get wrong. In other words, I treasure the fact that guys are so involved. It's something very precious. I wouldn't want it to infringe. It has to be to have shiur all day and not to have any seder. We would quote unquote cover a lot more ground. Yeah, but but there would not be more learning that way, because I could just stand and tell you things and read everything to you and tell you everything. You wouldn't be learning more than if you have a significant Seder. You could have a Seder there and no Shir. That also would be a better in certain ways, but you lose out of the way. So I imagine it makes the most sense to have some sort of a balance. They don't have any ideas on how to best to balance the nature of here. Yosef and Balance to give you. Okay, so now, Dan, you have an idea?
Roy Cohen. Roy Cohen.
No, we're not.
No, I mean, are we going to continue here?
Yeah.
Maybe we
could
heal
an evil.
Okay.
Hold on, let me restart.
It seems like 10 people are speaking. It's okay.